This is youth service, and I'm not a youth or a young person. Have you say one person? I'm not a youth person. Are you happy I'm not a youth person? She's laughing on that. All right. Anybody under the age of 30, sing on the second verse. Now, if you're under 30, sing, and that's going to eliminate some of us over youth. But if you're under 30, sing on the second verse. Here we go. Now, I'm not going to start it because I'm way over 30. Sing on the second verse. Go up to 40. If you're under 40, sing on the second verse. If we don't get that, we're going to have an old folks service and we'll sing. Okay? Sing on the second verse. Here's your introduction. Get under 40. You can lie. Let's get some singers. Okay, go. Started singing. He laid his Bible down and got him a songbook. And that's Tyler, I'm sorry. We do have Sean. Are you under 40? Oh, right at 40. Well, you didn't sing. Okay. Everybody sing with us on the last verse. Doesn't matter if you are breathing. Sing on the last verse. If you're not breathing, punch the person next to you. We need to remove you. Okay. Here we go. Song called. Thank you.
back in the house of God this morning. I seen Tim at a ball game about 2 weeks ago. And I talk to him every time I see him, but this time he had that look in his eyes. And I know what that look in his eyes means. It means you're going to preach somewhere. So I honorably took his offer. Come preach to y'all this Sunday. We're going to be reading out of Book of John. Verse. I've been reading this whole book this whole week. It's a wonderful book. It has many things that Jesus said, and we're going to be reading from the first verse, and it's all written in red, which means Jesus said it. Start with the first verse. It said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husband. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bringeth forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If a man not abide in me, he is cast forth as a branch and withered. And men gather them and cast them into a fire, that they are burned." When I read that, I think, you know, it says, "I am the true vine," and I think there is no other vine.
That's right.
There is no other vine which you need to be on. It says, "My Father is the husband, and every branch that beareth not fruit, he taketh away." When you read "taketh away," you think, well, I think about two places. There's two roads in this life. One is easier to take than the other. Many people choose to take that road, and it's not the right road. There is only one road, and it is very hard to abide by. I think it says in the chapter before this, it says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." That's the road right there I'm talking about. That narrow road that not many people walk along, where you need to be. It also says, "Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear for itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except abide in me." We all live through Christ. To live through Christ, you must be what we call a Christian. What many people claim to be, but don't live it. I pray for these people every night and hope they find what they're doing wrong. Many people call them hypocrites. Sinners, which we all sin. We're all just sinners saved by grace. And I understand this is a very, very tempting world. You don't know, I'm still in high school, and high school is another world by itself. Full of many, many temptations. Many paths that lead down the wrong road. And many people that take that road. And a bunch of people that take those roads, I call my friends. You know, I try to get them to come to church. I got other things to do. I can't make it. I'm preaching in the morning. You want to come see me? I can't make it. I pray for them every night. For them to just step into church one time. One time, just hoping they get that rush of a heartbeat. That bench grip. The light head, you know, it's called being lost. I just pray for them every night. And it says in the last verse that I read, if a man not abide in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into a fire and they are burned. When I read that, I think it's very symbolic of... it's symbolic to hell is when it says fire. When you walk down the wrong road, and you walk down that road your whole life and you die on the wrong road, you're cast into the pit of fire. The Bible says it's an awful place. You burn forever. Forever is a big word that gets tossed around in little sentences. When you think of forever, you know, we may use it as like a month or two. Forever is eternity. There's two places you can spend your eternity after you die. There's one that the Lord made, which reads in the Bible that is very beautiful. And then there's the others, the lake of fire. Satan's palace. And when you think about heaven, and you think of all its beauty, you look at the earth that God made and all the beautiful places, and how astonishing they are that they don't hold a candle to heaven. They don't hold a candle to His kingdom. And why? Why would you not want to spend your eternity there? When all you have to do is accept Him into your heart as your Lord and Savior. It's not like He's asking you to do something hard. All you have to do is accept Him into your life. I think it's Romans 10:9. It says, confess with thy mouth and believe in thine heart, and ye will be saved. The Lord sent His one and only Son to the earth to die for us. That's a big sacrifice for just a little bit of your life. And I don't know why you wouldn't take Him up on that. It's the best deal in the world, if you ask me. The way is very narrow. As I said, it is the right way and the only way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you would, please get a song. That's all I have.
All stand.
been saved. That you've made your peace calling and election sure. What does that mean? That means that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that when you die, that you know that you've got a home in heaven with Jesus. Tyler talked about that God had made everything, and He did. He made heaven. He made earth. And He also made a place for hell, called hell. And hell was not made for you. It was made for the devil and his angels. And the Bible says that if you go there, that if you reject Jesus, that if you're not saved, that you'll go there as an intruder. I hope and I pray this morning that every one of you know that when you die, that you'll go to heaven. He loves you so much. He loves me. Can you believe that? That He even loves me? He does. And boy, if He can love me, think how much more that He loves you. I wonder if someone has a word of testimony, anything on your heart. Any of you young folks, we'll start with them. Anywhere in the church. It could be just as simple as, I want to thank the Lord for saving my soul, or you can have 30 minutes or an hour if you want to. Anyway. Young people, that I love you. And I'm very proud of you. I don't know why that they'll come around and see me at a ball game or out on the street somewhere, Walmart, or even some of them come to my house. And of course, I'm left with just girls around. I'll hug around all of them and pet them a little bit, and they'll hug me back. And I say, I don't know why that you love an old, fat, bald-headed man. But they do. That's the kind of kids they are. They love the Lord so much, you can't help but spread to those around them. You just be a light for Jesus Christ. Friends may forsake you, they may make fun of you, but Jesus won't ever leave you. All right. I'll hush. Anybody have anything else? Any word announcements? Anything? Anything else we need to do?
Tim, I do
want to
say I thank God for saving my soul. I'm just thankful that I got one up there. I'm thankful I got to be a daddy in my life. I'm proud of my little girl.
Amen.
My little boy in home city.
Amen. One else.
Let's sing one more verse.
Let's sing one more verse.